Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to take you back into the 19th century, that wonderfully relaxed century, into the lovely relaxed city of Vienna, a doctor's office, 1885.
Dr. Siegfried Pfaffner?
Yeah.
Dr. Sigmund Freud.
Oh, Dr. Freud, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Relax. You know, you've created quite a star in Vienna. All of your colleagues are talking about nothing else, yeah?
It's very kind of you to say so, Doctor.
Oh, thank you.
I was curious to know whether you had read any of my papers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as the head of the Imperial Medical Society. Pfaffner reads a few papers, yeah?
Did you read my paper on jealousy, homosexuality, paranoia, and nervous stomach?
Dr. Freud, if you will take the advice of an older man, you will leave the homosexuals in the hands of the clergy where they belong.
I was curious to know, Doctor, whether you agree with my theory of the unconscious.
Oh, yeah. Your theory of the unconscious. Now, let me see. First you have the ego.
Yeah.
Which is you.
Yeah.
Then you have the id. Which is you. In a very sneaky way. Then you have the superego, which is a friend of theirs. Then you turn it all upside down and you're somebody else. That's priceless.
The placement is a little bit wrong.
The placement,
let me ask you, do you agree with my theory of dream interpretation?
No, Dr. Freud, I do not. Oh, the ancients believed that dreams had some significance, some meaning.
Yeah.
But this is the 19th century, Dr. Freud. We are scientists.
It's very discouraging, Doctor.
Oh, do not be discouraged, Dr. Freud. There was a young man in here the other day, and he said, Pfaffner, if we were to boil milk, everybody would be healthier. I said, Louis, all Paris is laughing at you. No. Dreams always have been and always will be complete nonsense.
Do you never dream yourself, Doctor?
Yeah? I'm not crazy. I dream and they're always complete nonsense. The other night, I had dreams that I was riding on a train to Bern, Switzerland, where I was born. And sitting across from me was somebody without any face, yeah? But of course they had a face because it was my father. And when we went on riding past this large grove of date palms, and suddenly the face changed into the face of my dear old mother. Make something of that if you can. And then we went on riding past this large donut factory, and suddenly the train went into a dark tunnel, and you couldn't see anything at all. Except the wallpaper, which was the color of a banana, you know? A ripe banana. And then the roof flew off of the train, and I was flying through the air, unassisted, you know? And there was a little girl in a swing, swinging back and forth. And she had blonde hair and blue eyes and a long white beard with a bell on the end of it. And then I flew higher and I saw the moon. No, it wasn't the moon, it was the Archduke Franz Joseph.
Yeah, well, as that concludes your hour, Dr. Pfaffner, but I see you again tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Pfaffner. Thank you.